News, coverage you can count on.
Much of today will be dry, but once the rain starts late today, it kicks off a very wet pattern for us. I'll show you how much rain we could see.
Plus, it's Juneteenth, and this year marks the second time it's considered a federal holiday. This morning, we are taking a look at the significance of the day, its impact on the U.S., black culture, and how you can celebrate right here in our area.
And all new this morning, the leader of North Carolina's House, Tim Moore, is facing a legal battle this morning, accused of having an affair. We're digging into the lawsuit and laying out what it includes and who. Thank you so much for joining us on your Monday morning, June 19th. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. As we get things started here, pleasant out there, right? But we're in for something this week. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center. You say once it starts, we're going to see it a lot.
We are. It's nice and quiet right now. This is a live look here at Southern Pines. 75 is our temperature heading out the door across the Triangle area. And our dew point's at 66. So that puts us at muggy. And definitely it's warm at 75 degrees. So you'll feel it out there. We take a look at what's headed our way. And you can see this warm front pushing through parts of Tennessee and Georgia. And then back here across parts of the Deep South, a little farther to the south and west, we have had numerous tornado warnings and severe thunderstorm warnings. We're not looking at a potential really for severe storms in our area today. What we're expecting is to see just a lot of rain starting late today and then continuing for the next several days. It's partly cloudy out this morning. And so all the sunshine that you see today that you want to soak up, go ahead and do it because we're not going to see too much of it once we get past this afternoon. Here's 3 o'clock. We begin to see this line of showers and thunderstorms moving through. Looks like it'll be a pretty wet evening commute for us. There's 5 o'clock and that rain continues just push in as we get into it tonight. It's just going to be with us on and off for the next several days. Temperatures this morning are nice and warm. Again, mid-70s in the Triangle. It's 73 in Roxboro. Low 70s for Fayetteville and Clinton this morning. Hour by hour, our temperature at lunchtime climbs up to 84. It's going to be another hot day today at around 90 before the storms move in and start to cool us off.
This morning, we are working to find out what led to a man being shot and killed in Wilson's Mills near Selma. Johnston County deputies say it happened Sunday night at a home on Parker Street. As of right now, officials have not identified who was shot.
And police in Fayetteville say they're investigating a double deadly shooting. Officers say a husband and a wife were found dead on Torbay Drive. Investigators say officers found Lewis and Sandra Robinson in a home just after 3 o'clock on Sunday. Police think this is an isolated incident and there's no threat to the public. We are working to find out what led up to this shooting.
New this morning, a Wake County assistant principal is suing the leader of North Carolina's House over accusations of an affair. Scott Lassiter filed the suit against House Speaker Tim Moore. Lassiter ran for State House last year and serves on the Wake County Soil and Water Conservation Board. He accuses Moore of having an affair with his wife for more than 3 years. His wife, Jamie Lyles Lassiter, no longer lives with Scott. She works as the executive director of the North Carolina Conference of Clerks of Superior Court. In statements sent to WREL, both she and Moore called the accusations baseless and false. North Carolina is one of the few states that allows spouses to sue for an affair. Scott Lassiter is seeking more than $25,000 in damages.
Today we celebrate Juneteenth. It commemorates when the first African-American slaves were freed in Galveston, Texas. Several local organizations plan to hold events to honor the day, which is now a federal holiday. WREL's Laura Levine joins us live with a look at the significance of the day and how it's really impacted the black culture in America. Laura.
Michelle, good morning. Where there are several events taking place across the Triangle, really a lot of opportunities to learn and reflect on this day. Here at NCCU, the law school here will have an event to really educate people about why we celebrate this day. Get a look at the crowds over the weekend who celebrate it. Juneteenth commemorates the emancipation of enslaved Americans. The School of Law at NCCU says their descendants are disproportionately represented in our judicial system. So today, a panel discussion will take place here along with performances and entertainment. It's considered the longest-running African-American holiday, but Juneteenth wasn't recognized as a federal holiday until June 17, 2021. That's 156 years after it was first celebrated. Many people believe it's important we continue to recognize our history and highlight paths to move forward.
I think it's something that we have to continue push as a person, as people, to celebrate and to commemorate.
And it's just a reminder that many offices, businesses, banks will be closed because, again, today is a federal holiday. The event here behind me at NCCU will take place at 1 p.m. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Durham.
And in Fayetteville, you can celebrate Juneteenth with a fourth annual Harry Jones Memorial Lecture. Deputy Secretary for the State's Office of Archives and History, Dr. Darren J. Waters, will give the speech. It's happening at Mount Sinai Missionary Baptist Church in Murchison, that's on Murchison Road, and that's across from Fayetteville State University. The event is hosted by the NC History Center on the Civil War, Emancipation, and Reconstruction. The lecture will begin at 7 p.m., and if you'd like to learn more about Juneteenth and its impact on America, you can go to our website, WREL.com.
Happening now, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is preparing to meet with China's president in the first high-level talks between our two governments in months. Blinken was expected to meet this morning with Chinese President Xi Jinping to try and jumpstart communication. Earlier this month, Blinken met with the country's top diplomat. Relations between the U.S. and China have fallen to their lowest point in decades after American jets shot down a Chinese surveillance balloon that drifted across our country back in February.
Police in Cary are working to find out what led a man being stabbed at an apartment complex. Officers spent hours at the Ashton Woods Apartments trying to figure out how this all happened. They say a man was stabbed several times at an apartment, then made it down the street to a parking lot. First responders took him to a hospital from there. We have made calls to see how he's doing this morning. Police have not said what led to the stabbing or if they know who did it.
Investigators are trying to figure out what caused a mobile home to burn down on Father's Day, killing five people, including a father and his sons. Video from Sky 5 shows all that's left from the home on Campground Lane in Harnett County. Just pieces of metal and charred appliances there. Firefighters responded to the home yesterday morning. They say Michael and Tammy Braymeyer, along with Daniel Garner and his two sons, were inside when the flames started. None of them made it out. Garner was a family friend who was staying with the Braymeyers. His sons were both under 18.
Hundreds of thousands of people are waking up in the dark this morning after severe storms rocked southern states overnight. Many customers in Oklahoma are still waiting this morning to learn when they'll get their power back as they brace for temperatures today in the 90s. Storms there knocked down trees, cutting off power and roads. The National Weather Service is also investigating reports of tornadoes. Last week, storms in the south killed at least five people.
One single stroke sealed the deal for a new U.S. Open champion. Yeah, that's the moment. Wyndham Clark claimed his first major title. The 29-year-old held off four-time major champion Rory McIlroy. And get this, he had never even made the cut for this competition before. After the tournament, Clark dedicated his win to his mother, who died of breast cancer in 2013.
All I really wish is that my mom could be here and I could just hug her and we could celebrate together. But I know she's proud of me.
With Clark's win at the U.S. Open, he takes $3.6 million of what was a record $20 million purse. Next year's U.S. Open, right here in the area down at Pinehurst number 2. Controversy, meantime, surrounds this year's Big Rock tournament. And after the break, we'll explain why this blue marlin, weighing more than 600 pounds, was not a winner, even though it was larger than all the others caught.
Plus, this morning, President Biden is preparing for his California visit, what he's expected to announce today in an effort to combat the climate crisis.
We'll give you a live look outside at Raleigh right now from our WRL LiveCam network. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking changes, including rain, and when we will see it cool down and how long that'll all last.
From the WREL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42, and look, it's dry because it's not going to be dry for most of the remainder of the week. We have a lot of rain in our forecast starting this afternoon, continuing at least through the weekend. So nice and dry there in Apex. Anything you need to get done outside? While it's dry, you want to do that before the middle of the afternoon. 66 in Lewisburg, 72 in Fayetteville and Irwin at 66 in South Hill. So it's a warm morning, certainly, as you're out walking the dog. Temperatures are going to be upper 60s to right around 70. By the time you're walking the dog this evening, the the rain will be here. So download the WRL weather app and it'll show you when rain's headed your way. We're not looking at a lot of severe storms with this, but some flooding is possible due to the amount of rain that we'll see in the next several days. So we'll go over that coming up.
Today, President Joe Biden travels to California as he highlights the climate change crisis we are facing. It's part of the campaign swing through that state this week. The White House says Biden will be in Santa Clara County, expected to unveil a major program to help communities become more resilient to extreme weather and other impacts of climate change. The program is reportedly aimed at coastal areas. The president's three-day trip to the Bay Area comes less than a week after four major environmental groups, including the Sierra Club, endorsed the president's re-election bid.
And happening today, most mask requirements come to an end for UNC Health employees, patients, and visitors. UNC Health is going mask optional based on current CDC guidelines as COVID-19 cases and transmission rates continue to decline. Masks will still be required in certain cases, including for patients who have symptoms of respiratory illnesses and for employees who are treating those patients. Patients who choose to wear a mask can ask their provider to wear one as well. And a woman is facing charges this morning accused of robbing a gas station in Rocky Mount. Police say Laurel Watson went inside the Speedway on Wesleyan Boulevard early Sunday morning, just after midnight. They say she pulled out a gun and demanded money. Officers found the suspect in a field behind the store. Watson is charged with armed robbery with a dangerous weapon and resisting arrest.
All right, so look at the size of this giant blue marlin that was pulled from the ocean during this year's Big Rock Tournament. That weighed 619 pounds, bigger than any other of the blue marlins that were caught in the tournament. But it didn't turn out to be the winner, and here's why. The Sensation team reeled it in Saturday night, but on Sunday, that catch was disqualified due to what was likely a shark bite. A statement from the Big Rock Tournament reads in part, Sensation's 619-pound blue marlin is disqualified due to a mutilation caused by a shark or other marine animal. The fish was mutilated before it was landed or boated and therefore was disqualified. As a result, the winning boat is Sushi. Its crew reeled in a 484-pound blue marlin. The team beat out 271 other boats that participated in the tournament, and they won $2.7 million.
That is a nice paycheck. Mm. Wow. Well, a 17-year-old is grateful to be alive after needing to be rescued from a rip current at Holden Beach. Seth Enzo says he started to feel the water pull him under, but didn't realize until 5 minutes later that he was stuck in a rip current. Luckily, Timothy Turner was in the right place at the right time. He saw Enzo and another man struggling, so he grabbed his board and jumped in to help, risking his own life to save them both.
They were done. They were out of energy. They were just bobbing and weaving.
That was a very difficult situation. I don't think very many people would have been able to save me. I would just like to express my gratitude and thanks to Mr. Tim again and how lucky I am for him to be out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Water rescue officials say if you are stuck in a rip current, the best thing to do is not panic and don't fight it. If you're not a strong swimmer, all you have to do is float until you're out of that current. They're so dangerous.
Juneteenth is today, but several cities across the nation and North Carolina held celebrations over the weekend, including in Fayetteville. People there attended the second annual Juneteenth Jubilee. There was live music, food trucks, artists, and games, and they even had an outdoor skating rink. Everything highlighting Black culture and business in our state and the Fayetteville area. Hundreds of people also celebrated at Dick's Park in Raleigh over the weekend for the Capital City Juneteenth celebration. Saturday's event was part of a week of Juneteenth events in Raleigh. WRL is a proud partner of the 2023 Capital City Juneteenth celebration.
All right, check this out. A Cary resident captured pictures of a rare white squirrel. It was spotted yesterday. The critters are most often found in the city of Brevard, North Carolina, making this a very special treat as the last time one was reported being seen in the triangle was 2016. Experts say you know it's a white squirrel and not albino by its dark eyes and a gray patch on its head. I think this was a really big sensation a couple years ago in New York. Like in the city, people started seeing these squirrels, and it was like a frenzy. People are trying to figure out what they're looking at.
I was gonna go straight with albino right there, but yeah. I'm glad you clarified. Yeah. The gray patch,
yeah,
it's a white squirrel. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Gardner is over in the WRO Severe Weather Center. I bet you knew that, Elizabeth.
Well, so I have been to Brevard and seen all the white squirrels there, and it is definitely a thing. It's just like their mascot there in Brevard are the white squirrels. But it's true that we rarely see those around here. I don't know if one somehow hitchhiked back here from the mountains. All right, let's take a look at what's going on outside. It's a warm start this morning, mid-70s. We are seeing partly cloudy skies. Our dew point, 66, which is kind of a middle-of-the-road dew point. We climb on up into the mid-80s. By lunchtime. Today's going to be a hot day before all the thunderstorms arrive later on today. It's going to be like it was yesterday. A little sticky, a little on the warm side. We do have severe storms that have been ongoing overnight along with this cold front here in the southern part of Alabama, Mississippi, and even into parts of Georgia. So that moves in today. And then this low pressure system that comes with it is going to stall here. We're not going to continue to have thunderstorms. We may see a round of storms as all this moves in today. And then after that, we're just going to settle into this low, producing wave after wave of rain for us. And we need some rain, but probably not this many days in a row. So here's this morning at 9 a.m. We're seeing partly cloudy skies. There's lunchtime. And then we start to see this line of thunderstorms that moves in. That's 3 o'clock in the afternoon in our western counties. And there's 5 o'clock right through the middle of the viewing area from Fayetteville to Raleigh to Durham up toward Roxborough. So it looks like a messy evening commute. And then that continues to push eastward and just kind of hang out. 9 o'clock, it's just going to be some rain showers, and that continues into the evening. This is a look at how much rain we could see in the next 7 days. In the mountains, it could be as much as 10 inches, and our western counties could be 4 to 5, our eastern counties 2 to 3. Now, this is over a 7-day period, but that is still a good bit of rain, and we're going to go over. We don't have a potential for flooding today, but that does kick off tomorrow, and we'll walk through that coming up. Again, today's going to be hot before those storms develop. 90 in Raleigh, 88 in Durham, 91 in Fayetteville, but after that, our temperatures really cool down. For Tuesday and Wednesday, our highs are in the 70s, and Thursday and Friday, we're in the low 80s. So this is going to be a completely different weather pattern that we're moving into. So again, from 90 to 79. The first day of summer is Wednesday with a high of just 74 degrees, and then gradually our temperatures creep up and our chances of rain begin to ease up just a little bit. Right now, it looks like the wettest day of the week will be Wednesday, but the showers are with us through the weekend.
Quite a rainy pattern. Thanks, Elizabeth. Well, Netflix releases a new teaser for Squid Games. We're taking a look at what it all showed and what you can expect from it and when season 2 will hit your screens.
A local artist is making a statement, creating a large mural in tribute to Black fatherhood. Now, data shows 33% of children in the U.S. live in fatherless homes.
And Black children are impacted the most at 46%. WRAL's Laura Levine stopped by the mural as the artist shares her message of hope.
Paint in hand, supplies right below. Local artist Dare Coacher is working on her latest masterpiece.
It's a labor of love because this is something that I care about immensely.
A labor of love. And on a hot June day, as families are dining with Dad, she's here expressing gratitude in a more colorful way.
All my work focuses around this positive imagery, specifically of Black people, pictures of joy, depictions of family and love. And I think for me, this picture was the epitome of that.
This photo of Busta Rhymes gently kissing his son Trillian on the forehead as he drops him off to college is the inspiration behind it. Irregardless Cafe on West Morgan Street making the perfect canvas.
That depiction of the concept of being loved completely and thoroughly. And I know that there are a lot of people who grew up without a father. Like, my father wasn't in my household, but I was still in contact with my father.
A tribute to Black fatherhood, another reason why this has become a passion project of hers. She spent day in and day out on this, with even some sleepless nights.
It's many hours, but it's also just, it's a lot of processing. So even when I'm not here, I'm thinking about this piece.
Culture is here with a goal to spread hope with every stroke.
This feels like that love, especially if it's something that they didn't have. Something, when I say my art is a space for joy and healing and feeling, like I think this gets to be both joy and healing and feeling and love.
She's had a journey of her own over the past few years trying to bring this idea to life. The owner of Irregardless was determined to make it happen.
But I'm glad that we finally got to the point where timeline-wise this has come together, because I feel like the world needs this right now. We need this right now. I need this right now.
And if you pass by this mural, she wants this to be a safe space and to inspire people to show up for one another.
Know that everyone's growing and evolving constantly, and you're a part of their story if you cross their path. So to be a good person and lead with love, I think that's it.
Laura Levine, WREL News in Raleigh.
Another photo op downtown for certain. Squid Game is coming back for a second season, and Netflix just released a teaser with new information about the next steps for its mega hit series. It includes the return of some familiar faces from the first season, including lead actor Lee Jung-jae. However, the new teaser did not include a release date for season two. Squid Game racked up 6 primetime Emmys after its debut in 2021.
Well, this is the ultimate crossover. Terminator star Linda Hamilton is joining Stranger Things. It's for the Netflix show's 5th and final season. The company's chief action officer happens to be Arnold Schwarzenegger, Hamilton's Terminator co-star. He helped announce Hamilton's news during an event in Brazil on Saturday. It's unclear what role she will play, but production on the show is on hold right now because of the writer's strike. I love Stranger Things.
I hate the writer's strike.
Me too.
End.
I know.
There's an investigation that's underway after 3 people were shot and killed in Mooresville. Now, coming up at 5, what we know about the suspects in this case.
And today is Juneteenth, and there are celebrations that you can be a part of right here in the Triangle. WREL's Laura Levine will tell us about those and explain the significance of this relatively new holiday. Plus,
who takes down all the stars?
In the City of Stars, Wyndham Clark wins the 2023 U.S. Open. We'll show you the touching dedication he made to his late mother after the win.